Palmer, brother and sister, W.O., Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, January 27, 1902. Dear brother and sister Palmer, I wish to write you a few words. I am still weak, but my trust is in the Lord, and I shall not worry. I have written a letter to Edson, and have another nearly finished, but it has disappeared. I have looked for it, but cannot find it. There are many things deeply impressed on my mind. In the night season, I am conversing with you and Edson, telling you that at this time there is a great necessity for you to show wisdom, to speak chosen words, to talk with God and place yourselves in His hands, to refuse to move hastily in any matter. To you and to Edson I desire to say, please do not use my name as sustaining you in taking an independent course. I advise you both to unite with those who are bearing responsibilities in the Southern Union Conference. Assist them all you possibly can. You can best advance the work in the Southern field by uniting with your brethren in the conference, by showing them that you do not regard your capabilities as all that is necessary to make the work a success. Let all see that you are gaining spiritual life as you advance step by step. For you to establish a business for the manufacture of health foods would, I fear, be a great mistake. If the Southern Union Conference wishes to take up this work, let them do it. You will thus be relieved of a heavy responsibility. This you ought not to regret, for from the light I know that you already have all the burdens that you can carry, especially if you carry out the plans you have laid for the publishing work. You have all the responsibilities you can bear, and at the same time preserve physical soundness and a calm, restful spirit. Unless you have some seasons of rest, you will become unbalanced in mind, and this would cause the enemy to rejoice. He would be very glad to see you moving indiscreetly. I am trembling for Edson. I am sure he is passing over the same ground where before he failed to bear the test. Those who have said so much that ought not to be said will make the most of any injudicious movement on his part or on yours. You must both labor unselfishly, showing that you are controlled by the spirit of an abiding Christ, if you expect your brethren to look upon you as trustworthy men, and if you expect the Lord to work with you.